Now I want to know how that sounded.
I don't know. I don't think I could fit that thing in my mouth.
I was not encouraging you to. Okay. It may be called a snowball, but it is not actually made of snow.
Well,
it is made of brushed aluminum, or probably plastic made to look like brushed aluminum.
It looks shiny enough that I would believe it's brushed aluminum.
Yeah. I'm not complaining by any means. It's a very high-quality device.
It is most definitely not blue, though.
No. It's a liar.
It's living a lie.
It's not living.
Is what it is.
It's not alive.
That's true. It's
some kind of mechanical man.
Non-living?
Non-living entity. You know, it's one of them NLVs. NLEs.
The NV3?
PRT? BLU? BLU? 1-800-BLU-EVAN?
BLT?
BLT.
Can I have a BLT?
I don't have any BLTs. I'm a vegetarian.
All right. This isn't working.
Were you trying to riff?
No. I just want a BLT.
Oh, it's not that the audio isn't working. It's the trying to get a sandwich that isn't working.
Yeah, my sandwich is not working.
Doctor, why isn't my sandwich working?
should be talking to a chef about that.
Also, that's not your sandwich. That's your ear.
Yeah. You know, that old joke.
Yes, the old, that's not your sandwich, that's your ear joke.
The rectum? Damn your butthole.
I think that may be part of the opening now. For both of us. What if we just put on a track of just us laughing for 15 minutes?
As long as it starts with rectum, damn near sandwich, butthole.
Sandwich, butthole.
A butthole sandwich.
That's the one I always liked. Rectum, damn near butthole.
It is pretty near the butthole.
Yeah.
I still feel like this is really quiet.
Yeah, it's all right. We can amplify it in post.
Yeah, we'll do it in post.
Yes, in post.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
You mean like we used to do every week?
Sort of. But not.
Yes. Well, we did it live. Nobody listened live, except for Max.
Well, I think that's why it's time for us to, you know, get out of here and find a new place.
Yes. Well, that and the contest.
Oh, yeah, the contest.
Because we've been talking about it. I don't think there's any other way to win it. I think we got to resort to special tactics.
Yep. It's time to whip out special tactics.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about my balls this time.
Thank God. I still think that's a horrible name for your balls, Special Tactics.
My whole unit, my whole area down there is Ghost Recon and Special Tactics.
Yeah, it's just creepy.
Well, but it's effective.
But, tactics, technically it's a noun. Tactics is a noun.
My balls are also a noun.
It's a conceptual noun.
My balls are also nouns.
Yes, I understand, but it's a conceptual noun. It's not a physical noun.
No. See, the way I see it is that if you're going for the balls, you're going for special tactics.
Yeah, no one's going for the balls.
You know what? You have not seen the mission reports, therefore
no,
you're
you
in no place to judge.
I keep telling you not to email those to me.
Well, I actually get it mixed up. Your email is very close to someone else's.
Oh, whose?
That I won't name for reasons.
Oh, reasons. Well, fair enough.
Yeah.
You should have told me you had reasons.
Well, I would figure that would be implied at this point. Clearly, I wouldn't name my ball's special tactics if I didn't have good reasons.
That I don't believe.
Well, all right.
I believe your reasoning a moment ago was that they are also nouns.
That's a reason. I mean, a reason is a reason is a reason.
Is a reason?
No.
Oh.
So, let's get back to the contest, because...
Yes, the contest. I mean, I can't, you know, mambo.
I can't samba.
You know, I could maybe do a little bit of the tango, but clearly not enough to win.
I could maybe do a jig.
I think that might disqualify us.
I think that's racist.
Yes.
So, not going to do that.
Yeah.
We definitely don't want people to think we're racist.
No. But here's one, though. Here's an alternative we haven't considered. What if we just let the kids down, you know? What if we say fuck it and walk away?
Are we that kind of people?
No, but we're that kind of people.
Are we that kind of people?
We are that kind of people, but we're not that kind of people. You're right.
Yeah. I don't think I could look in their little faces. I don't think I could get down on one knee and look in their little faces and stare them right in their beady little eyes.
You're proposing to them?
And propose marriage, because that's the only way to save them.
True. I mean, at that point, when you've let somebody down that hard, the only thing you can do is propose marriage.
I don't want to get married, though. I can't have sex with just one little kid for the rest of my life. I just couldn't do it. So, therefore, I'm going to have to tell them that you're going back in the box.
Not the box, man. Not the box.
I didn't provide the box. I mean, they were in a box before we found them.
I know, they were in a box. Well, that's because they got kicked out.
Right. Wait.
With the construction.
Is the whole reason
that we're doing this for them.
I think we got mixed up there for a second. And yeah. We're putting ourselves in a scenario where we're the assholes. We're trying to save them.
You're right. Well, that's the problem, is that if we walk away from this, we are the assholes.
Okay, so we don't want to be the assholes, and we don't want to be the kind of people who are forced to have sex with children.
No.
Therefore, we have to save
of them. Yeah, we have to save them. But I still can't dance.
No, neither can I.
I'm thinking special tactics and not your balls.
No, I'm not going to show them my balls. That didn't work last time. It's not going to work again.
No, that was detrimental last time.
Yeah. In fact, that's honestly what got us in this situation in the first place.
Is it? You never really quite explained that to me. Please explain it.
Okay, well, basically, I was walking past the orphanage, as I do sometimes. I just, I like to walk past orphanages. And they were at recess. And basically, one thing led to another, and I'm hanging from upside down from the monkey bars with my balls out.
Yeah, I told you that those shorts just were not, supportive. Like, those shorts would fall over.
Yeah, I'm going to have to return them.
Yeah. It's not a situation anyone wants to find themselves in.
Right. Yeah, I mean, no, it was a complete accident that they had to witness the special tactics. But it was totally an accident. It really was. Like, I was just trying to entertain them by doing some of my famous jungle gym antics.
Yeah, yeah, no, I did, yes, I can see how that got us into this mess.
So,
gotta save face with the kids by saving them.
Jerome-all came out. Jerome-all is just what I call him, because no one would be named Jerome-all, who was actually a person.
I like the name Jerome-all.
I mean, you can call him that too.
Okay.
It's Jerome-all, it's actually Jerry. To his friends, and Jerome all to me.
You.
Because he doesn't actually know who I am.
No. I've met this kid before. He makes up names for strangers. It's good training.
Yeah. So he came out of the box that they were being forced to stay in, and, of course, he sees me hanging from the jungle gym. Wait, was it the jungle gym or was it the monkey bars? I gotta get my story straight. It was the monkey bars.
The jungle bars.
The jungle bars. Well, I mean, monkeys live in the jungle.
Yeah. And who says that only monkeys can swim?
That's true. And monkey bars are part of a gym, so...
Also part of a jail cell.
That's true. Well, that's probably where I'm going to end up.
If we don't do something to save face for you.
Yeah, because I'm actually contractually obligated now. Basically, here's what happened. Let me finish the story. Yeah, so he comes out. He sees me hanging there with my balls out in front of a bunch of kids. And he's about to call the cops, and I say, wait, let me do something else. Let me do a favor or something for you so that we don't have to get Johnny Law involved in this situation.
And that's when he did call the cops on you for prostitution, right?
Yeah,
like soliciting. He misunderstood.
That was an outstanding charge, though.
Right.
He just happened to see me in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, let's wait for that. Let's wait to do that, and let me give you a proposition here of a non-sexual kind.
Right.
How about I help you save your community center thing
here,
whatever this place is? I think it was a community center.
Yes, the community center.
And he says, well, Yeah, we are actually in danger of losing our lease in another month.
What kind of landlord shuts down a community center with an orphanage in it? I mean, like, a regular community center, okay, I can understand, but a community center with an orphanage in it?
Right. I mean, heartless bastards, that's who.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like shutting down a Safeway that has a Starbucks in it.
Or like shutting down a bookstore that has a Starbucks in it.
Yeah, or like shutting down a Starbucks that has a smaller Starbucks in it.
The smallest.
So, I say, I will help you out, and also my friend Evan will help you out too. Because I don't do anything without Evan, especially when it involves community service.
And or your balls.
And or special tactics.
Which we really need to discuss.
Right.
No, not your balls, but the fact that you involved me with them.
Well, we should probably also change the fact that special tactics is referring to my balls, but it's also referring to our actual special tactics.
I think we have made that clear.
Okay. Well, so he goes, I don't know who you are, nor do I know who this Evan character is, but if you're willing to act on our behalf, then very well. I will not press charges until after you enter this contest. And if you win, then maybe we won't press charges on... We'll just press charges on you. And not Evan.
Yeah, I still think that, you know, you took the bad end of the deal here. Because before, they were just going to press charges on you. Now, best case scenario, they're just pressing charges on you. If we lose, I'm going to jail.
Oh, no, I neglected to mention that I told them you put me up to it. I didn't know what else to say. I just, like, the first thing that came to my mind, I said it.
How about, oh man, I hate these shorts.
You know what? Hindsight's 20/20, Evan.
Yeah.
But it doesn't help us now. Because you and
No, hindsight would be great right now.
For you.
I'm saying maneuvering a ship out there. You want to see behind you.
Yeah. Or, like, if I actually had sight from my hind, like, I could see when people were checking me out. Don't tell me you never thought about wanting to have eyes on the back of your ass.
No, never. They'd be covered by my pants. Well,
that's why you cut little holes for them.
And then people could see that you've got ass eyes.
And it's a real conversation starter.
That's a real conversation ender.
Well, can you end something that's never started?
Oh, yes.
It's a real abstract question there.
It is, yes.
You're getting me distracted. Point is, Jerome All wants us to win a dance contest.
Right.
In order to save his community center.
Yes.
I then asked him if he'd ever seen any movie from the 80s ever, and he said, what are the 80s?
Yes, I don't know how you managed to make this deal with a 20-year-old.
Yeah, because the alternative was going to jail.
Yes, I meant this deal, the one where I go to jail now.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm a pretty good negotiator.
Yeah, you are.
Look, if I'm going to go to jail, like, you're going with me.
I'd visit you.
It's not enough. You'd say you'd visit me, and maybe you'd start out, like, maybe twice a week.
Twice a week?
Then maybe just once a week.
Once a week?
Then maybe once a month.
Once a month?
And then never. Then you would never visit me.
Yeah, I could see never. I'll do never. You want to turn yourself in? I'll do never.
Yeah. I guess... Wait a second. You're trying to trap me here.
Oh, shucks.
In one of my famously bad deals.
It was worth a try.
See, you know, some people do deal or no deal. I do deal or worse deal. So, we basically have established that neither of us can dance.
No, we can't dance, which is why I think we gotta resort to other means.
All right, so I'm gonna put the ball in your court here.
I've got Hans working on it.
Really?
Yes.
You
remember those plans?
The plans?
The plans.
The plans.
The plans. Remember?
So we're gonna build a Red Lobster in our backyard?
No. Not those plans.
Oh, the other, okay, the other plans.
No, my plans, not your plans.
Okay, I still want that to happen, though.
And you know what? Once Hans is out of actually useful projects, sure.
Okay, well, one man's useful is another man's...
You're going to have to staff it. You're going to have to manage it. You're going to have to clean up after it. You're going to have to take it for walks.
I'm thinking I can staff it full of kids from the orphanage community center.
I'm thinking that's going to get me sent to jail.
And we're right back at square one. Okay, we'll go with your plans.
Yes, we're going with my plans. Because when it comes to a competition that you can't win, there's only one surefire way to win it.